Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Kittens in a Bag.
Kittens in a Bagel. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow.
If you hear that noise in the background, that's the AC. I think we had it on last night, but...
It was okay.
I think it was fine.
I think we've officially changed our recording spot.
Well, at least for the summer.
To the couch. No, I like doing it in here. You don't even hear people flushing the toilet.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Maybe me and Joe will have to do this for iHeartSnacks.com.
Oh, no.
You're here.
So what am I going to do when you're recording?
Go in the podcast room and play N64.
Ew, gross.
Speaking of gross,
mm-hmm.
Did you see Joe's mom?
I was lame.
What are you looking up? How to judge a man by his coffee?
It was a link, okay? I was actually going to comment on how ridiculous this blog was. You didn't give me a chance.
All right. This just brings up a thing
Oh, wait. Look at this one. How to judge a man by his food. Can I read them? Can I read what your food says about you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, ready? Steak. It's hot when a guy orders steak. Fish. I really like you. You're confident and comfortable in your own skin. Pasta. Perfecto. Just please don't wear a bib. Dumplings, you are cute as a button. Dumpling.
Where are you getting this from?
Some Yahoo bullshit. Chicken tenders. Is your mama coming to dinner with us, little buddy?
You miss General Tso's chicken.
General Tso's chicken. You're not one to go against the grain. Pad Thai. Safest thing on the menu, but at least you suggested Thai. Fajitas. You're sizzling company. Just don't get that sizzle on my sweater.
This is the most retarded thing in the world.
Yeah. Pizza.
Well, wait. Besides Joe's mom.
Pizza. If we're at a pizzeria or a pub, it's all good. But we're at a white tablecloth restaurant, you might want to aim a little higher. I mean, what's for dessert? Karaoke with your frat brothers?
Yo, what the fuck is wrong with fucking pizza? Probably the best food ever.
Ugh. I have to say, I do hate pizza, but I don't think it makes you a douchebag.
You know what makes you a douchebag?
Having sex with Joe's mom?
No, being a douchebag.
Yes.
You know what I don't... You know who are douchebags?
Who?
Guys who wear sandals. I don't trust guys who wear sandals.
Really?
They might not be douchebags. I don't trust them. I do not trust a dude who wears sandals.
You know what? I can't stand
what
the guys like with the gaudy hair,
mm-hmm.
The Jersey blowout hair.
Right.
I want to stab them all.
Yeah.
I hate them.
I'm not a big fan of that.
I don't understand it. It's like
sandals,
little,
dude.
Little Eddie Munsters running around.
All right. So we teased yesterday that we were supposed to. Naomi was supposed to show me a YouTube video. We're gonna watch that right now, and is it good audio? Could we just play the audio for them?
Yeah.
Yeah? Alright. So we're gonna do
that. Well, no, because the no, it's not. Because the audio is just Aerosmith.
Okay.
It's just Aerosmith, but that's not the good part of it.
Alright, we'll be right back after I watch this.
Dope cheese. Oh!
Alright, that was, I don't know.
Fuck you!
Look. There's a difference between what a woman or girl will look up on YouTube and what a man or boy will look up on YouTube.
I didn't look this up on YouTube.
Alright, just...
It stumbled it.
Whatever.
It came up randomly.
Whatever. This is a prime example of what the female persuasion will find appealing on YouTube. Let me give you an example of my YouTube-ness.
I know your YouTube-ness. You have fucking kittens and cute little things falling asleep.
Can I show you? Well, wait. We didn't even describe what this video was. Why don't you give the audience? We'll also link it in the show notes. So if you want to watch it, you can.
Okay. There were these two guys who... I don't know the full story. All I know is that they had a baby lion cub that they were raising in their flat in London. I think this was in the 70s. The video looks like it was definitely filmed in the 70s.
Right.
And the cub was getting too big, and the authorities made them return it to the wild.
Right.
So they did. And well, they didn't return it to, like, the wild wild, but more of, like, a wildlife sanctuary because right. he probably couldn't survive after being raised. Domesticated. Yeah. So, about a year after they sent the cub back to Africa, they decided that they were going to go and see the cub mm-hmm. to see, just to see how he was making progress and how what his life was like. And everybody told them that it was a stupid thing to do, that they were wasting their time, wasting their money, because the lion wasn't going to remember them anyway, and that they were better just leaving it alone. But they went anyway, and the video is basically, it shows the cat or the lion, like, kind of sneaking up, but just kind of very cautiously checking out the two guys. And then all of a sudden, like, its head pops up, and he starts running toward them.
And Steven Tyler starts wailing.
Right, right. And the lion jumps up on its hind legs and, like, lunges at the two guys and is, like, licking them and hugging them and, like, rolling all over them. So the lion, I keep calling it a cat, remembered who these people were. And I just thought it was really sweet. And I liked it. So fuck you. You jerk.
Alright. Now I will play you...
Oh, God.
A new find...
Can I add something, though?
Yeah, sure.
When I stumbled on this page, I thought it was going to be, like, When Lions Attack. I was not expecting...
Right.
Like, I thought it, like, the Aerosmith music was, like, a joke.
Right. Well, it is.
Well, yeah, but. It is. But I thought it was, like... when I saw the lion start to run...
Right.
I was expecting getting mauled.
See, now, that would have added so much more to this video. You have no idea. All right, here's a quick clip of Regis Philbin farting.
Oh, God.
Saw me, I doubt it. Anyway, next week is, we're doing something around here called...
what is this Kelly's all about?
Thanksgiving...
Yes, what is this all about? Did you hear
fart jokes? Fart jokes, really?
It's what it's all about on the YouTubes, that and jelly legs. Gross.
Oh, jelly legs.
All right, for those of you who don't know jelly legs is what happens when someone breaks their freaking leg and they become jelly-like. A classic example of this is there was a wrestler named Psycho Sid who did, like, this move. And fucking his leg. Now, most wrestlers back in the day wore, like, high boots. Right. Some of them still do. Like Hulk Hogan, sometimes they'll wear, like, boots that come up to, like, even past their knees. You're crazy. And it looked like his boot was filled with jelly.
Oh, God.
It was so gross. I can't watch. I'm not going to even link to it because I don't want to even research Psycho Sid's jelly legs because it's so gross.
Ugh. That is gross.
If you want, type it into Yahoo. Do it yourself, because I do not want to do it. It's gross.
Stupid kids. Kids are stupid.
Yeah, okay. Naomi wasn't paying attention at all. Just right there.
I'm sorry. I was distracted whatever. By a picture.
You tell me that I yes you to death, and when I decide not to yes you to death, and just pipe in with
you.
Some stuff. Stop interrupting me. Oh, so you're just gonna say yes? You're just gonna go So whatever, dude.
I just got pwned by my
yeah. Kids are crazy. Kids.
I heard you. I heard everything you're talking about. You're talking about jelly legs.
Sure you did.
And a wrestler that I can't remember. Not right. Hulk Hogan, but someone. Mm-hmm. Sideshow Bob.
Yeah, Sideshow Bob. Great.
Oh, don't hate me.
I hate you like I hate Anne Heche.
Ugh, she's dirty.
And Anne Heche.
She's a dirty girl.
All right.
Aww, so, you're mad at me.
That's the end of the show. Well, no, it's time to go.
No, it's not. Yeah. We got 20 seconds left.
So I will post those two videos. The
fucking kids.
The lion one and the Regis farting. The Regis farting, you really have to see. Awesome.
The cat one you gotta see, because if you just listen to it, it's nothing but fucking Aerosmith. It's stupid.
Well, we only played just the tail end of that one.
I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.